Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, back here on Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, soon to be joined by Eric Eager of Pro Football Focus. Interested to hear what the numbers and the analytics say about the Saints from Pro Football Focus, and we have him on the line with us right now, Eric Eager from Pro Football Focus. How are you, Eric?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Good. So the Saints are 1-2, and down here everybody's screaming and yelling that Breeze has lost his arm strength. What are you guys learning over there at PFF?
It's not great right now, but you know the thing about the Saints that has been, you know, and I think specifically Alvin Kamara, that's been reassuring is that, you know, Breeze is one of those. He's averaging less than 5 yards in the air for every throw he's making, but the Saints, you know, receivers, you know, Kamara being the chief among them, is generating, you know, basically 2 yards for every air yard. So they're getting a lot of yards after the catch, which I think, you know, can help them moving forward. Michael Thomas being out is a real tough one because he trusts him so much in the short to intermediate game. But there's going to have to be a day, I think, when they trust Breeze to go down the field. And it kind of happened in the, you know, the second quarter of that Green Bay game. But, you know, I don't think that the Saints are dead by any stretch of the imagination, but they do have to improve in the passing game. And I think it starts by Breeze having a little bit more confidence in going down the field.
Well, Eric, that's a millennial stat. Now, you might think I'm an old fart, but the only reason why I intended air yards and all that, I just look. When he was runner-up to NFL MVP, he was ranked 39 among 46 qualified quarterbacks. And then last season, he was ranked 36 out of 39 quarterbacks. And that those two seasons represented what Drew Brees' career in terms of passer rating. He almost never turned the ball over. He was at 75%. But I go back to MVP, the 2018 season, he was runner-up, so he's still throwing the same type passes.
Yeah, you're right, but it's even worse now, right? Like a season ago, he and Bridgewater were both around 6 yards, right? So, and it's an extra yard, yard and a half every single throw. It makes a little bit of a difference, right? And the fact that like they're just simply not challenging. I mean, I think back to the 18 season, and yeah, he was, you know, one of the shorter throwers in the league. But when they needed a play against the Rams at the Superdome, he went over Marcus Peters to Michael Thomas and was able to make that throw accurately for a game-winning touchdown. So that's what I need to see. And the problem is with him, it's like, well, Jared Cook gets hurt. He's a field-stretching
right
tight end. Emmanuel Sanders is, you know, that it doesn't look like they have that rapport yet. And obviously Thomas is, you know, he takes a decent amount of coverage. I think that the hope was for the Saints that he would take, you know, enough coverage where, you know, Sanders could burn people, you know, and Cook over the top as well. And that simply hasn't materialized. What's encouraging for them is that Alvin Kamara, who was hurt last season, appears to be healthy and is picking up a great deal of the slack.
Now, Eric, what is your take on, because I think if I'm playing the Saints, I'm playing underneath man coverage, the two deep coverage, a man underneath, and then in theory you should be able to successfully block and to run the ball. And the Saints have it over 100 yards rushing the first half, that only 12 the second half. And I just know they ran the ball for 6 yards a carry basically against the Raiders, and that was against the Packers. But then you don't continuously run. It's not like you're trying to play catch-up. The Saints got off to a great start against the Raiders, and you're only within one score, only down three. And I don't know if Sean Payton at times, does he have enough patience to truly run the ball? Because I look at what New England did against the Raiders. What, they had 38 rushing attempts, 250 yards. I mean, why couldn't the Saints, with a quarterback like Drew Brees, win that way? Now, I think the defense, when you score 30 points, you should be able to win. But now I think the defense has to come around. But you can reflect back to great quarterbacks. Look at Peyton Manning, how he won that Super Bowl with the Broncos. You look at John Elway back in the day when he won with the Broncos, how Terrell Davis carried him. So I just think shame on the Saints that when the game's all said and done, you're averaging 6 yards an attempt and you only have 20 rushing attempts. And the Packers were basically at 3.5 yards an attempt, and they ran the ball six times more than you.
Right, and you even talk about Manning, you know, in the Super Bowl that he won with the Colts, Dominic Rhodes had 21 carries for 113 yards, and Joseph Addai had 19 for 77. They were playing a great defense that, like you said, played two high safeties, and they just took what the defense gave them. I mean, that was the frustrating thing. You got into halftime in the Green Bay game, and Murray was almost as effective as Kamara on the ground. I think
right.
They both had like 58 yards, and that's a pretty good 1-2 punch. I wish the Saints would put both of those players on the field at the same time, because I think Murray offers a decent amount of versatility. And obviously Kamara, you know, his statistics when lined up in the slot or out wide are actually fairly good for a running back. And you know, given how weak they are at receiver right now, he could really help, you know, in getting them some sort of, you know, versatility. But yeah, I mean, if I'm a defensive coordinator, I'm not playing too high against the Saints. I'm playing 8 in the box and forcing Breeze to beat me over the top and trying to stop Kamara and Murray. But you're absolutely right. I mean, the biggest mistake I feel like they made was that they just made the game too tricky. I mean, the Taysom Hill play, you know, a couple of Taysom Hill plays that were just, you know, ill-advised, I think. You're a team who has two good running backs. If you want to run the football in short yardage plays, just run the football like a normal team.
Now, Eric, how do y'all break this down at Pro Football Focus? I know this is never good. When you're leading the NFL, whether there's number of penalties or yards. I can remember Coach Martin, this is old school. Jim Martin, I think a lot of teams look at this. I know 9 penalties or more, and we're on the cusp right there in this past game with 8. But 9 penalties or more, 100-plus, it's like basically giving up a touchdown. Have y'all broken that down? And I know that's never a winning formula. When the Saints, if they're, you know, even against the Lions, if they're still leading the NFL in penalties and yardage.
Yeah, it's something that has always been hidden because the statistics don't always tell the whole story. So one example was, you know, Xavier Rhodes, who was a player for the Vikings, who was a Pro Bowl player, all pro player, who 1 year, you know, he only surrendered 47 passer rating into his targets. And that's really good, but he had 11 penalties. So, like, when you talk about, okay, this guy's only given up so many receptions, but he gives up a 70-yard, you know, pass interference penalty, you know, like Janoris
right.
Jenkins, then that matters, right? Or you know, one of the worst things. So, for example, you know, a holding play on offense is worth about 2 points to your team on average. So if you get called for holding on 2nd and 10, you essentially take 2 points off the scoreboard over the course of a game. Or if you get called for – you know, pass interference or even illegal contact. I mean, if it's 3rd and 7 and you get a sack, but one of your defensive backs is downfield
right.
chucking a guy and they call it on you, that's worth. And we obviously give grades out for that. And sometimes it's harsh. But, you know, that's why some guys who have good statistics don't necessarily have great, you know, great grades, because the penalties hurt and they're hitting yards. And, you know, I would say, if I'm a Saints fan, I don't necessarily think, okay, they're going to be bad at committing penalties all year, but it's, you know, because it's pretty noisy week to week. But it would be my reason number one for why they haven't won the last 2 weeks.
Eric Eager, Pro Football Focus here on Sports Talk. Eric, what does PFF think about Cam Jordan's little drought here of no sacks, 3 games?
You know, it's not, so normally I would say, okay, it's you know, some noise, right? Like you know, on Sunday, Jadeveon Clowney had 12 pressures and no sacks. That's crazy. But, you know, Jordan, he's graded really well against the run, but he only has 7 pressures so far. You know, and that's worth, you know, like a little bit of below average grade. If he was producing pressures and not getting sacks, then I feel like that would be, you know, you could say, okay, well, you know, over time that sort of evens out, but he hasn't produced the pressures there. And I think part of the reason is, you know, the teams that they faced. So, you know, Aaron Rodgers is getting rid of the football this season about a half a second earlier than he's gotten rid of the football in the past. Well, that's going to negatively affect your pass rush.
Right.
You know, the Derek Carr, the Las Vegas Raiders are a notoriously quick throwing team, right? And again, that's like why when we talk about defense, we sort of think about it as coverage first, because if you guys can't win in under 2.5 seconds in coverage, then it's really hard on those defensive linemen because they're rushing up the field, but they're not able to get pressure because the ball's already out. So, you know, I look at, you know, their upcoming opponent, the Detroit Lions. They're a team that is more of a, you know, especially under Bevel, a drop back deep, take, you know, 2.75 to 3 seconds, go down the field. Their offensive line's okay, but not great. If they struggle to get pressure, specifically Jordan, this week, then I think it's a fundamental problem. I think through 3 weeks, you can kind of, you know, explain some of it away by the offenses that they face being a little bit more, you know, just a quick throwing teams.
Now, Eric, we're talking with Eric Eager from Pro Football Focus. Eric, how do you evaluate, because this has basically happened of a decade and a half, like the Patriots have averaged 29 points a game, the Saints at 28, and Green Bay at 26. So how do y'all look at, because the way I look at it, you scored 30 points, you should never lose. I mean, mm-hmm. Around the range. Is there a magic number? Because I know if somehow you can be amongst the tops in scoring defense, I know if you're in the teens, let's say even 19 and a half, that how can you not win double digits? Does that come into play, like scoring offense and scoring defense?
Yeah, so generally speaking, the way that I see it is, if you want to predict, you know, how good a team is going to be, generally speaking, it's 2 parts offense, 1 part defense. So, you know, take last night, for example. You know, going into the game, the Ravens were one of the best defenses in the NFL, but Kansas City is the best offense in the NFL. And generally speaking, the best offense will beat the best defense in the current way that the league is constructed because of all the stuff that Saints fans have dealt with this year, which is penalties.
Right.
You know, all that stuff, it's so slanted towards offense, which when you played, Bobby, it was different, right? If the defense was good, it was going to stop a good offense. And you guys had some good offenses. And, so when I look at it, I think to myself, you know, it was a great Mike McCarthy quote last week when they asked him about facing the Seahawks. He said, do you want to slow the game down and, you know, keep the ball out of their hands? He's like, no, the best way to win is to outscore the other team. And I think that that's got to always be the case. And, you know, when I look at the Saints and handicap them going into the rest of the season, they have talent defensively. They've slipped up for a couple games here in a row, but moving forward, they have depth where depth is important, which is in the secondary. They're about as healthy, you know, on defense as they could be. Their offense will come around when Michael Thomas returns. Their offensive line is good and they protect. They have the makings of a winning football team. You know, it's just like with Kansas City last year. The offense is good. You know, it's not perfect, but it has great games. If the defense can just get to average, you have the recipe for a Super Bowl, and that's exactly what Kansas City did last year. They're not great defensively, but they can get 3 stops a game, right? Which we saw last night is more than enough,
right?
because an offense that can score is difficult to catch. So, you know, I like I said, I think it's 2 parts offense, 1 part defense. You can't be terrible on defense, but if you can just get to average and your offense hits its potential, that's the recipe for winning a Super Bowl.
Eric Eager, Pro Football Focus here on Sports Talk. Eric, what is the what are the grades for Malcolm Jenkins in particular coming off this game against Green Bay? I thought he had a really good game.
Yeah, Jenkins so far this year has struggled a little bit. Obviously, he gave up that touchdown to Mercedes Lewis that probably should have gotten called back. But he, you know, he's been all over the field. I mean, he has, you know, 6 stops. We have him with 6 pressures, which is crazy, you know, for a defensive back. He's, you know, coverage has been a little strange. Again, like I said, he gave up, he gave up some plays in coverage over the last 2 weeks that Darren Waller kind of had his way with him against the Raiders. But no, he's a player. I mean, he hasn't missed a snap in what, 3, 4, 5 years. So, you know, he's good. I mean, he'll be somebody who I think will be a force for them, especially given the fact that he doesn't have to do too much. Because they have good defensive backs all around him, and Marcus Williams and Lattimore and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson and so on and so forth. So, you know, I think he's a great addition. So far, he's been on the wrong side of bad luck, I think, in a little bit with the tight ends that he's faced and some of the penalties that haven't been called on him.
I don't know if you saw it, Eric, but on that long touchdown catch and run from Alvin Kamara, how about the wheels and the hustle of Eric McCoy getting way downfield? I think they said that he pegged out at something like 17 to 18 miles an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the second highest graded player on the offense right now. So it's Ramchek, Kamara, and McCoy are the three highest graded players on that offense right now. That's a great draft pick, honestly. I mean, and he's paying dividends a lot. You know, we see, you know, offenses in the NFL. I think back to like the Minnesota Vikings in the late 90s, and Matt Burke being able to pull and you know, when you have a center that can move like that, and you have running backs that, you know, you want to get involved in the screen game, it's a great combination.
Now, Eric, what is your take when you break down the numbers that if you're averaging, let's say, 6 yards a run, no matter who you're playing in the NFL, how many rushing attempts you should have if you're averaging 6 yards an attempt?
I mean, if you can average 6 yards on the ground, you should run the ball fairly frequently. The thing that I think that gets teams in trouble is they run maybe on the wrong down. So, you know, when your quarterback is a little bit shaky, interestingly, you want to throw early, right? So it's easier to throw the ball on early downs than it is on late downs. And a lot of teams, you know, have figured that out, but some teams in the league go run, run, pass. And that puts a quarterback in a position that I don't think is really fair. But if you're, like, you know, if I'm the Saints, I'm throwing quick passes to Kamara on early downs. And then when I get into, like, let's say third and short, especially because I know that Peyton likes to go for it on fourth down, I'm going to run the ball on third and four or less because I know Kamara can pick that up. And if he doesn't pick it up, you know, he'll probably pick up fourth and two if he has to. So I don't know what the correct run pass balance necessarily is for every team. But I think when you have Kamara, you know, I probably, especially given the composition of the offense, I'm putting the ball in Kamara or Murray's hands 60% of the time.
Eric Eager, Pro Football Focus. Thanks so much for the time, Eric.
Thanks for having me.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.